here. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city?
Many Texas Gulf Coast communities are underwater after over a foot of rainfalls over the past few days. Meteorologists predict the rain should subside sometime late tomorrow. The Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and a little below what analysts were predicting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Some better news concerning the huge fire in Colorado, a national forest there that's been closed because of the raging 416 fire, is reopening today. The San Juan National Forest near Durango closed for over a week. The 416 fire has burned over 34,000 acres, but it's slowed over the past few days. Because of recent rains in the region, it is set that forest again to reopen this afternoon. Still, areas around that 416 fire and another fire nearby are going to stay closed to the public. Tesla is suing a former employee that it says hacked into company computers and divulged trade secrets. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Nevada, accusing a former technician of transferring gigabytes of confidential data to unnamed third parties. The lawsuit comes after CEO Elon Musk sent an email to workers a few days ago saying that a disgruntled employee had tried to sabotage the electric car company. And a Philadelphia Phillies fan's on the mend after getting a black eye from a hot dog. Yeah, she was allegedly injured by flying meat during Monday's game when the Phillies mascot began firing wieners into the stands with a hot dog cannon. The Phillies have apologized, and they've offered the woman tickets to future games. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 74 degrees in Flemington, and it is slightly overcast. There is a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, and then partly sunny with a high of 84. Friday, there's a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, high of 74. And then on Saturday, there's some showers, likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation, 70%. And then Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
How about after 11 a.m.? What are the chance of precipitation on Saturday after 11 a.m.?
11 and 2, and then thunderstorms after 2. It's just all day. They've, like, broken it down very specifically, but all day. It's going to rain. But then Monday, sunny with a high of 80, and Tuesday, sunny with a high of 80.
Bye. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County on today's show. Nat King Cole is right. It's officially summer as of 7:07 this morning, and things are heating up at the Hunterdon County Library. Actually, now that I read what I wrote, it's kind of corny.
I believe it was
7:07. You can look it up if you want to. Take that chance on the air, Jennifer, of being wrong or showing me up, it's completely up to you. Children's performer Mr. Ray kicked off the Youth Services Summer Reading Club on Wednesday. We'll give you details on how to join the Summer Reading Club for kids. And there's also an adult Summer Reading Club, so the kids don't have to have all the fun. Jennifer threw a boomerang a few years ago, and now she lives in constant fear. Our outdoor summer concerts at the Headquarters Library and North County Branch Library. There are also programs this summer at the South County Branch Library. We'll tell you about those. All that and more on today's Library Show. Before we get started, Jennifer is going to try to correct me on the time the summer started.
This morning the weatherman said 6:07.
The weatherman's out of his mind.
Okay.
He got an early... No, I don't know. I could be wrong. I thought I looked it up and I thought it said 7:07. I've learned a new term looking it up. I didn't know there was a universal time. And then you got to go off of that. It said the universal time summer began was whatever, 12 or 7 or something.
Is that like Greenwich Mean? Is that
the it must be Greenwich Mean Time, as... Jennifer. Correct.
There's so many things in life that I was formerly known as.
That you were what?
So many things in life you were formerly known as. Our college was formerly known as Trenton State.
Okay, that's one.
Our milk was formerly known as skim.
What's that mean? There's still skim milk?
No, it's fat-free milk, they call it. You don't get skim milk.
Oh, really?
The place where you graduated is now the PNC Bank Arts Center instead of the Garden State Arts Center.
That's how life is, Jennifer. Time marches on, Jennifer. Mm. Corporate sponsorships sleep for no man. So I mentioned we had a big concert at the library on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes. Jennifer, it was Tuesday. We had a children's performer named Mr. Ray. And I was actually went outside and took some pictures. So I got to listen to him for a while. It was very good. Now, hopefully this is the first of many children's performers we get at the library. So Mr. Ray was a guitarist. Actually, he told the crowd he used to tour with Meatloaf.
Did he
as
really?
His lead guitarist.
Did
Isn't
he
that interesting?
Sing Paradise by the Dashboard?
He made a joke about it, but I said no. He was making fun of the name Meatloaf, and all the kids were laughing.
They didn't know why, though, did they?
So, very entertaining. I think it's a special gift to be a children's performer, and
yes.
he was very good at it, Jennifer, making the kids feel special and included and, you know, hitting all the hot topics for kids to, you know, feel good about themselves and... So the, you know, anti-bullying, all those messages were present, which is good.
Maybe next year we our schedules will collide in such a way that we can have him a little bit later after school closes.
Well, that was an idea. Maybe for next year's summer concert series, we could kick it off with a big family concert with a performer such as Mr. Ray. Yeah. Or I don't know. I'll have to look into it. There was another kids performer that I was kind of looking this up for the community day, actually. Mm-hmm. And I forget his name, but he had such a catchy song about where you live, the town you live in or something. I forget his name and I forget the song, but if I can remember, we would have played it for you. It was very catchy.
I think we could also get like a balloon person or a face painter or something. You know, like make it very festive.
Oh, sure.
Have them walking around.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And the South County branch is having their celebration this Saturday.
Okay, let's hear all about
it. Their kickoff. And I want to hear about last night, too, so let's not get too sidetracked. From 10 to 2 at the South County Branch Library on 179 in Lambertville, just north of Lambertville.
Jumped the gun there a little bit.
I know, didn't I, though? Kids from kindergarten.
Can we announce that news on the air?
Yeah, it's been in public meetings.
Okay, go ahead. We'll do it after
We'll do it after this.
We have big news about the South County Branch Library, currently located in Lambertville, right after these messages about the kickoff party.
Okay. Kindergarten through grades 8 and their family, they'll have a chance to craft musical instruments from 4 different continents, Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America.
Why couldn't they cover all 5 continents?
There's 7 continents.
There's 7 continents?
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
North America, South America.
Well, I thought there were only 5 Olympic rings.
Antarctica.
Antarctica doesn't participate in the Olympic
no,
Games.
No, but listen, the 5 rings cover all the colors and all the flags of the continents.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I thought a ring represented a continent.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure about
mm-hmm.
that?
The flag, all the colors of the flag.
Okay.
Maybe Antarctica doesn't participate.
So when I get a new country, I'm going to make sure I pick a color that's not one of the Olympic rings.
Yes.
Just to screw with them.
I'm not...
You're not sure that that's the
right
answer?
No. I'm not sure if they update it, because I'm sure there must be a flag with orange in it now.
I'll just do chartreuse or something like that, my flag.
Well, green. But anyway, and then Dave Berger
is
going to be
green.
There.
Is chartreuse green? I
yes.
thought it was pinkish.
Uh-uh.
What kind of artist am I, Jennifer?
I believe one like Richard G.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
And Dave Berger will be joining in from 11 to 1 for some music and shared activities. And Dave was a history teacher, and he has a lot of interactive music.
Sounds good. Sounds like the perfect performer to celebrate
yes.
5 of our, or 4 of our 7 continents. Does Antarctica have a flag? Like an official continental flag?
So. I would imagine.
How can you mean? Is there any countries in Antarctica? No.
No, but there's no countries in Australia. I mean, Australia is a country unto itself.
Right. Well, there's... yeah, true, I guess. Does anybody live on Antarctica?
There's a polar station, I believe, only.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
And the whole continent. Why did we make it a continent, then?
I don't know. Geopolitical reasons. I don't know. All right, but back to the exciting announcement. If you've been following the Hunterdon County Freeholders, you will know that...
I feel sorry for you.
James.
If you don't have anything better to do than to follow the freeholders.
Well, maybe it's one of many things.
Knock against the freeholders. They do important work. But you've got to be doing something more interesting than...
But if this is your county, you should follow them. You should know what's going on. Anyway, the freeholders, we moved the South County branch 4 miles south after we lost our lease 6 years ago. And the building we were
Everything
in...
Everything must go.
And the building we were in is now under new ownership, and the freeholders and county administration have been working hard to negotiate a new and suitable lease to get us back into our old space, so we're really excited about that.
So you're excited? This is good news for the Hunterdon County?
It is. I'm disappointed because I love the space we're in, but I will admit it's not in the best location.
Okay. So hello, Ringos.
Yes.
When is this going to happen, Jennifer?
It's happening very fast. We don't have a timeline yet, but very soon. You know, I would imagine Labor Day-ish.
By the end of the summer,
I don't know if we will be.
Back?
I don't know. Think we'll be back in by the end of the summer, but I think we'll have a better idea.
Oh, of when it will take place.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so stay tuned for news about the South County branch coming back to Ringo's, New Jersey. I know there's a few people I know that that's going to make very happy. So
yeah, I'm disappointed because it is a nice location where we are. And speaking of location, we are now located at that point in the show when we do our first commercial break. No, so we will be
a terrible segue.
I thought so too, but I couldn't come up with anything else. We'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across a very cluttered desk from Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. I can't wait before we move out of this space. I like the view and all, but this is just not conducive.
No, it's not.
Very uncomfortable sitting over on this side of the desk. Try to make myself comfortable, put my feet up on chairs, etc.
It hasn't gone
unnoticed. It's not working. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, June 21st, in years past, and also some people who were born on June 21st, and people who have died on June 21st. And Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their name. What?
Do you know there's history in the making today, right now?
There's always history in the making, but what is your point?
The graduating class of 2018 at Hunterdon Central.
Okay. Is it happening as we speak?
They're probably still going through the names.
Congratulations to all the graduates of all high schools, all classes of 2018. Hunterdon Central, our local high school, graduates today. I pushed a couple kids through that school. My daughter played for their volleyball team. Was I? Where am I going with this? So congratulations to the class of 2018. Maybe there'd be a future president in that class.
Or maybe an Eleanor Roosevelt. Or Richard Nixon.
A future Hunterdon County librarian.
Did you ever see... I was thinking you were doing Grease. You know, when Mrs. McGee at the end does... Maybe among you young men there'll be a Joe DiMaggio, a Vice President Nixon. And among you young women, a Eleanor Roosevelt.
Interesting. Just give you some Grease trivia sometime. Really try to stump you.
You had me name all the music in it one time, and I even got some of the obscure ones.
Oh, so you're thinking I can't stump you. Challenge accepted.
Okie dokie.
But let's start with Today in History, Jennifer. Let's go back to 1788.
Okay.
Which state ratifies the Constitution and it is admitted as the 9th state in the United States? Number 9. Sometime today.
New Hampshire.
Correct. How did you know that?
I just pulled it out of thin air.
You did. Well, you got a cheat sheet over there.
I don't.
Okay, Jennifer, 1900, interesting day on June 21st, 1900. What country formally declares war on the United States, Britain, Germany, France, and Japan? What country?
Oh, it's
very, very boldly.
I was going to say, it's probably some little country.
Declares war in the U.S., Britain, Germany, France, and Japan all at the same time.
I don't know.
China.
Oh, really? Oh, no, so it's not a little war.
It's not a little. It was part of the Boxer Rebellion, Jennifer. Okay, let's go to 1942. Obviously, maybe, Jennifer. That's a new catchphrase I'm going to try to get going. World War II history. A U-boat surfaces and fires 17 shells at Fort Stevens and is only one of the handful of attacks against the United States mainland during World War II. Jennifer, where is Fort Stevens?
It's on the East Coast. South Carolina.
To let you twist in the wind, it's on the West Coast. It was a Japanese sub, and at Columbia, it was the mouth of the Columbia River, and Oregon. Oregon, Jennifer, was the correct answer. Okay, Jennifer, unfortunately, on this date in 1964, Andrew Goodman, James Chaney, and Mickey Schwimmer were all murdered. You remember who they were?
Were they civil rights workers?
They were civil rights workers, Jennifer, correct. They were murdered down in Mississippi by members of the Ku Klux Klan. Actually, a good movie was made about this story.
Burning.
Mississippi Burning is the name of the movie, Jennifer.
Yeah,
you were all
movie.
Over that one.
It's a very good movie.
Okay, Jennifer, the verdict was reached. What was the verdict in the John Hinckley trial for the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan on this date in 1982?
It was by reason of insanity, right?
Not guilty.
Not guilty, reason of insanity.
By reason of insanity. I think Jennifer studied up for this. You're doing a little too well.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, born on this date in 1774, Jennifer, Daniel D. Tompkins, speaking of insanity.
1874.
That's my only vague hints for you.
Speaking of insanity.
You'll never get it from that hint, but I'll explain why.
Nope.
So Daniel D. Tompkins was the sixth vice president of the United States under, I believe it was James Monroe. And the only reason I know who this gentleman is by hearing his names, because in the famous movie Miracle on 34th Street, when Santa Claus was going through his little test with Mr. Sawyer in his office,
he said, I bet you didn't know that.
And it was the vice president under John Quincy Adams. He said, Daniel D. Tompkins.
And I bet you're... Mr.
doesn't know that, right?
Yes.
Well, he was wrong. Daniel D. Tompkins was the vice president of James Monroe. So the whole premise of the movie Miracle on 34th Street is incorrect. Santa Claus actually was insane because he tried to pass off that Daniel D. Tompkins was vice president under James. So maybe this was the wrong ending for that movie. I don't know, Jennifer. He could have been justifiably put away for that. I don't know where I'm going with that either, Jennifer. I'm just kind of just trailing off on my conversations today while you scroll your iPad. Do I have your attention?
I am counting how many people we have watching.
Why do you do that? Why does that matter? Why do you like seeing numbers slowly decline? Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1933, Bernie Koppel.
He was a newsman.
No. That was
Ted Koppel. But Bernie Kovacs was my history teacher. So
I need a camera on my face. I've got to get my facial expressions on some of this. Bernie Koppel was an actor, famous for...
Oh, he was Doc on the Love Boat.
Two roles. One of them was Doc on the Love Boat.
Yes.
You remember his other role?
I don't.
It was a sitcom.
I always said his name was Coppel.
It could be.
From the 70s or maybe
late 60s, early 70s sitcom.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
It was something like that.
It was about an intelligence agency comedy.
Was he in Get Smart?
He was the head of chaos.
Was he really?
Yes. And get smart. You didn't know that. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. Siegfried. Huh. It was Siegfried in the series Get Smart. And then just a terrible role as Doc Bricker on The Love Boat. Karen and I used to watch that, kind of a guilty pleasure type show.
I love
One
that.
Time, he diagnosed a ship's doctor. Saw in his guy in his office dropped a book and diagnosed that gentleman with Lou Gehrig's disease and told him he was going to die. A ship's doctor on the spot. How are you not fired for that? And of course he was wrong.
He's very clever.
Not very clever, Jennifer. That's very irresponsible.
He wore white knee socks.
And then how would you like it to go on a cruise and have this creepy crew just hitting on all the women? What kind of cruise is that? The doctor just, you know, they would stand on the gangplank picking out the girls they were going to hit on the cruise. Really? And that was just fine with everybody. I don't know, Jennifer. I don't think they could have made a love boat in today's society. You have no comment. Okay, 1944, Ray Davies was born. I'm pronouncing that name right.
No. I don't. You may be pronouncing.
I'm probably pronouncing.
But
it right.
That's the way I always thought it in my head. Ray Davies. I don't know.
Ray Davies, lead singer and the writer for the rock band The Kinks. Can you name a Kinks song?
Lola.
Very good. That was written by and sung by Ray Davies.
How about that?
His brother Dave Davies was also in the band, and they fought like nonstop, even like on stage. I think they got kicked out of America, or weren't allowed to tour America because they would get on stage and like fight with each other. Okay, 1951, Jennifer Niels Lofgren was born, a little closer to home.
What's his last name?
Lofgren. He's currently a member of the E Street Band, one of the lead guitarists with Steve Van Zandt. In 1979, finally born on this date in 1979, Chris Pratt. Don't know who Chris Pratt is. Jennifer.
He's a movie star.
Yeah. He's like one of the biggest movie stars in the world right now. Actually, in Jurassic World. He's the star of the Jurassic World series. He's the star of the Guardians of the Galaxy series.
Ask me what movies I've seen recently.
I know, but those are big... popular but blockbuster series of movies.
I don't see them.
Did you see the movie Passengers? Mm-mm. It was with him, too. Did you ever see the TV? I don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Ask it anyway.
Parks and Rec.
No, and I really want to because I was thinking the other day we should have a library sitcom.
It is a library sitcom. It's all about, I mean, you would love it. It's all about county employees, and the library is like the villain in the thing. They're the villain department. Like the librarian is like the wicked person, and it's kind of funny.
I have to, you know, we have probably have it on
but Chris
DVD.
Pratt, that's how we got to start, big star in that.
And yeah, I should take it out and watch it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's funny, and it's the Amy Poehler, she's like a strong woman like you, the very ambitious. I think you would like it.
I think yeah,
it's very there's a lot of similarities, Jennifer.
I don't think I'm very ambitious.
No. Why not? Are you a leadership Hunterdon person?
I am.
Are you? Are you the assistant director of the Hunterdon County Library?
Yes.
All right. Well, are you playing backgammon right now?
No.
I think the answer is yes to that
one. No, I wasn't.
Too. Who died on this date in 1631? Oh, wait. I got to give you the name.
You got to give me the name.
Go ahead, Jennifer. To anybody. He was born in 1580. Here, I'll get it to you. He was part of he came over with he came over on one of these three ships to America, the Susan Constant, the Godspeed, or the Discovery. He was on one of those three.
All right, so it was a Puritan.
That is incorrect. That was the Mayflower, Jennifer.
No, but wasn't the Godspeed was a Puritan ship? No, it wasn't. America Vespucci.
Earlier than the Mayflower. First English settlement was where, Jennifer, in the United States?
Roanoke? Raleigh? You're supposed to give me the name.
I know. I went a different way this time. Jamestown. Yeah. Who was the...
So who was it?
So who with the big name that was in Jamestown? You don't know?
No.
Think of the most common name you
John Smith.
Yes.
Holy mackerel, that was hard.
It was. Well, you made it a lot harder. Okay, Jennifer, yes, it's going to be a long story to this one. If you get this guy, I don't know, $1 million to you. But you may, somehow. Okay, died in 1980, Bert Kampfert. Bert Kampfert.
Do I get a hint?
I'll give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Why I know him?
And I won't.
A German conductor and composer. You'll never get it from that hint. Why I know him.
No.
Okay, Jennifer, so let me tell you a little story. Bert Kampfert was
it. Let me play some.
Had a lot of hit songs back then. Actually, the songs that, you know, we might have known here, you can look them up in a little while. So he's over in Germany. He's like a studio recorder, right? He has this singer named Tony Sheridan in the studio, and he needs a backup band. So he goes to the Reeperbahn, which is the red light district in Hamburg, just to pick up this band.
And you
band.
Just know this.
I know all of this. To pick up this backup band to back up Tony Sheridan. Who does he find in a club called the Kaiser Keller?
The Beatles.
He finds the Beatles. Brings the Beatles over. The Beatles record a single with this Tony Sheridan. One of them is called My Bonnie, and I forget what the flip side song was. So that's the first time the Beatles were actually had a record release, but they weren't known as the Beatles. They were known as the Tony Sheridan and the Beat Brothers. So they go back in Hamburg, and that's where they're performing, and that's before they got
Kiko.
Famous in England.
Kiko, I must apologize.
I lost Kiko, but that's okay.
You
so
lost Kiko?
Fast forward, if Kiko was listening.
Oh, if he was listening, I see.
So fast forward, Jennifer, to Liverpool, England, maybe a year or two
you
later.
You lost me, too.
So maybe it's a fascinating story. So maybe a year or two later, Brian Epstein owns a record shop in Liverpool, and a teenager comes in and goes, I heard this great band from Germany called Tony Sheridan and the Beat Brothers. They have a song called My Bonnie. Do you have it? So he looks, and he doesn't have it. And then a couple other teenagers come in and go, what is with this German band, right? So I got to look this up. So he finds the record, brings it there, and he finds out the band isn't from Germany. The band is playing in a club right up the street from his record shop. And that was the start of the Beatles. He went down there, saw them, became their manager, et cetera, et cetera. So isn't that kind of strange that they were in Germany, thought they were a German band, but here they were from Liverpool right up the street. Okay, you can yawn now, Jennifer.
It's
I just
okay.
thought that's the Beatles have it, a lot of interesting stories like that that made them famous.
They do.
Okay, and that's all I have for today, history. I ended on a boring note. I'm sorry. Unless you're a Beatles fan, I think you'd find that interesting. And I know some of our listeners or viewers have to be Beatles fans.
Tell me about Joey G last night.
So we had our last indoor concert of the spring last night, technically on the last day of spring, Jennifer, before we go to our outdoor summer concerts. And we welcomed Joey G, and he did a program called From Dino to Doo-Wop, The History of the 1950s. So he I believe he's Italian. I don't know. But very interesting presentation how he does his program. So it gives you a lot of backgrounds of the 50s. He pretends he's like the performers. Like he started in the early 50s, said, let's go back to the Art for the Godfrey show, pretend this is, and then they'd introduce Dean Martin, and he'd tell him the story of Dean Martin, then he'd sing a Dean Martin song or two. Then he'd go on to Perry Como, and then he'd work his way through the 50s telling stories. And then Jack McDade-like would had some jokes mixed in, too.
There's one joke that Joey G does when he's with the Sinatra impersonator
mm-hmm.
that my husband loves.
Is it the Lord and Taylor one?
No, that's a good one, too. It's the cop and the speeding ticket.
Well, why don't you tell us?
I don't know it well enough, but it's.
But very good entertainer. He had the crowd wrapped around his finger. They were laughing at all his jokes. They were singing as loud as they could sing.
Oh, good.
So very popular entertainer. We had a good crowd, too. So this is Joe Gilligan is his name. Joey G is his stage name. I believe he has a webpage. So if you just Google Joey G, and if you have like a group of seniors or more for an older crowd, they would really enjoy him.
Did he bring anybody else, or was it just him?
It was just him. So Joey G, well, I'm sure we'll have him back at some point. But like I said, the last spring concert, and then we go to our outdoor concerts, Jennifer.
Well, that was a pretty good segue.
Starting July 18th, we have five summer concerts this year. Last year, we expanded to the North County branch. And since it was so successful, we will continue, Jennifer. So it all kicks off on July 18th. This is the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Outdoor Summer Concerts. They're free, of course. Bring a blanket or a chair, bring a picnic dinner, and enjoy a nice summer evening with us. We'll kick it off on July 18th at 6:30 p.m. with the band Due South. They're one of New Jersey's top country bands performing new and classic country, southern and classic rock, etc., etc. So we've had them, if you were at Community Day a couple weeks ago, you would have heard them there, and we're happy to have them at the Hunterdon County Library. Then we move up to the North County branch next week on July 25th at 6:30 p.m. We have the Summer Swing Orchestra, and they've become very popular, Jennifer. They're a popular big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. Just another nice way to spend a summer evening listening to Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, etc. Then back to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 for the Blauenberg Band. Founded in 1890 and part of a great tradition that began when towns depended on their own people to provide live music. They're one of the oldest community bands in the state, so they'll be playing a lot of patriotic marches. So it's a huge band, Jennifer, maybe 40, 50 members, just blaring out. If you're not patriotic after that show, you might have to move out of the country. I don't know. Let's not get political here. Then going back up to the North County Branch Library on August 8th, 6:30 p.m., Raritan Valley Recovery. This is a wide-ranging program including bluegrass classics, old-time fiddle tunes, and a smattering of country, folk, and pop. That's Raritan Valley Recovery at the North County Branch Wednesday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m.
It looks like they might have played at the Hunterdon Land Trust if you've ever been to the farmer's market.
Yes.
At DeVore's.
That's a good deduction there, Jennifer.
You may have heard them there.
And then finally, we wrap it all up with Rave on August 15th at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12 at 6:30 p.m. That band features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. We've had them indoors in the past, and now we're having them outdoors so people can get up and dance because their music is infectious, Jennifer.
And I would say for Due South, Raritan Valley Recovery, or Rave On, go ahead and make reservations on the event. In the event we have to move them indoor because of bad weather, but Summer Swing and Blauenberg will be canceled.
Will be canceled because the band is too large to perform indoors. If you want more information about the summer concerts or any of the programs Jennifer and I are talking about, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the events calendar right on the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage. Just click on that, and all the flyers for all our programs will be at your fingertips, Jennifer. You can pick and choose what tickles your fancy, and we hope to see you at the Hunterdon County Library this summer.
And we should go through some of the you just did all the flyers for July, yes?
I did.
I don't know, did you? You did a bunch for July.
I believe I'm done with them. I hope I'm done with them.
All right. Well, how about I'll run through some of them really quickly. At headquarters on July 10th at 7 p.m., we're going to welcome Master Gardener Ruth Claus of the Rutgers Master Gardener Speaker Bureau, and she's going to talk about colonial farmer John Bartram. He was an unschooled colonial farmer during the early 18th century in Philadelphia, and he went on to become a respected botanist and international plant entrepreneur. And his 8-acre garden estate outside of Philadelphia is open to the public and a National Historic Landmark.
George Washington visited that farm.
Did he?
Yes. Didn't you see the picture?
I see that. I didn't know it was historically accurate.
It's historically accurate. That's John Bartram talking with George Washington.
How about that? Thomas Jefferson was a very big gardener. I didn't know Washington was. That same night at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, singer-songwriter Thomas Johnston will be there. He is an award-winning singer and songwriter creating original songs in a genre known as Irish Americana. He will be performing works from songwriters who have inspired him, such as Bob Dylan, John Prine, and Jason Isbell, well as his own original works. So that's Tuesday, July 10th at 7 p.m., and all our programs are free and open to the public. You can go on to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar to register. Or call the headquarters library, 908-788-1431, or the North County branch, 930-6135. On Tuesday, July 17th, Bill Noren will be back with Singing Bowls. When you register, let people know if you're going to bring a blanket or a mat, or if you would like to sit in a chair, and please wear loose clothing and be prepared to relax. That night, too, at the South County Branch Library, they will be having their book club at 7:30 p.m., The Empathy Exams by Leslie Jameson. On Tuesday, July 24th, beginning at 6:30, local author Patty Kerr will be launching her new book, Magical Dogs, Connecting the Dots, Connecting the Dogs. And this is her second book in the Magical Dogs series. She will give a short presentation at 7 p.m. There will be a book sale and signing, and a portion of all book sales at the launch will be donated to Big Dog Rescue Project in New Jersey. That same evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the South County Branch Library, for teens and adults, we will have Color Away Your Cares. Stop by anytime for some coloring therapy and listening to music. And finally, on Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m., we will welcome back food historian Judith Kroll Russo, who will be discussing the history of English tea, discovering the fascinating history of this much-loved beverage. Tea was first introduced to England in the 18th century, first used only for medicinal purposes, and then it was sold in London's early coffee houses. Afternoon tea, a tradition that was embraced by Queen Victoria around 1840 with Anna the Seventh, Duchess of Bedford. High tea and afternoon tea will be discussed as well as proper tea etiquette and customs. And there will be
go ahead.
Refreshments served.
Oh, refreshments served?
Light refreshments served.
Like little finger foods?
Yeah.
And we have one more program. She was at the Hunterdon County Library last month and the month before, Ann Thornton, the Home DIY.
Oh, good. She's going to do one up at North County.
At North County Branch on July 31st. I don't know what day of the week that is off the top of my head. This on top of the two summer concerts we have.
Sorry.
As well. So a lot going on in July at the Hunterdon County Library.
July 31st is a Tuesday.
Good. We're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the summer reading clubs. And we'll see what Jennifer's doing this summer right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannell will be in about 12 minutes to take care of business. And during the break...
I'm sure he's taking care of business right now. It's
he
just
should be.
It's different business.
During the break, I got an
Why
email.
Why did I just say that?
I don't know. And I told Jim I wanted to share it with everybody.
Jim Gannell?
No, I told you, Jim Thatch.
Oh.
She was. It's from DJ Wright, who's the proprietor of the Wright Family Funeral Home. And
what does DJ stand for?
I don't know. Daniel, I think, is his first name. Maybe Daniel James. He's also in the Chamber Foundation. And he's got this really great series you can sign, email series you can sign up right now, A Week in the Life of a Funeral Director. And he's journaling, and he talks about what happens when he gets a call in the middle of the night that someone has died, and how he's going to meet with you the next day. And the one I got today is just that I ran into you at the grocery store this evening. The person whose funeral, the family of the person's funeral he's planning. And he just writes two or three paragraphs. It's an email series. And it's really touching, and it's really great that DJ's reaching out to the community like this. So definitely like his Facebook page, Wright Family Funeral Home, or go to his website and sign up for this email page. It's fascinating. And DJ's a really good guy, and he takes care of a lot of details.
I know the other funeral director in town.
Yeah, I do too. He goes to Tennessee a lot, or West Virginia.
Yes. And he has a daughter that lives in Vermont now.
Oh, wow. How about that? No, they're both really good. We're very lucky that we have two outstanding funeral homes in the town, and they both offer different services. But this just came through now, and
I was going to ask a morbid question. I'm
go
just
ahead.
Going to zip it up, Jennifer.
Go ahead.
The Hunterdon County
now
Summer
fascinated.
Reading Club.
I am
fascinated. No, I know, of course. Something morbid? Yeah, you're all over it. You got to break yourself of that habit.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Adult Summer Reading Club this summer at the Hunterdon County Library. You can join the club, win gift cards, and win a grand prize. It started on May 25th, and it's easy to join. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, there's a page that'll guide you through the steps to join the Adult Summer Reading Club. And then you'll be eligible to come to the year-end party on August 30th. It's always a lot of fun, games, food, prizes. It's the Adult Summer Reading Club at the Hunterdon County Library. The theme this year is Library Rocks. That's also the theme of the Youth Services Summer Reading Club, which kicked off on June 19th, and it goes to August 31st, you can read and earn prizes. There are going to be stories and performers for tweens, teens, and kids, Jennifer. And just to prove that there's performers, I have the list right here. This is just the Hunterdon County Library. These same performers will be performing at the North County Branch Library as well. So it all kicks off on Thursday, June 28th, a week from today, with Sounds Like Science. With Mad Science, it's for ages 3 and up. Free tickets are available to all these shows, and they're usually available the week before. So make sure you get your free tickets for your kids for these shows, because they usually are standing room only, Jennifer. Thursday, July 12th, be a rock star and read with magician Brian Richards. Then after that, Thursday, July 19th, Quiver Farm presents A Traveling Farm. It's a pet zoo right on our lawn outside. No tickets are necessary for that one, Jennifer. Rizzo's Reptiles with the Rizzo Wildlife Discovery is Thursday, July 26th. That one will be very popular, so make sure to get tickets. Tickets are available the week before. Family Stages presents A Jungle Book. A Jungle Book. The Jungle Book, Jennifer. On Thursday, August 2nd. And then finally, it all wraps up with the Campfire Storyteller. Was going to be doing Beauty and the Beast, but I saw some of the flyers had that crossed out. So there might have been a change of programming for the last play on Thursday, August 9th. We'll get you that information when we know it. So this is the Youth Services Summer Reading Club at the North County Branch, South County Branch, Main Library, and the Bookmobile. Your kids can read books and win prizes for the amount of books they read or books that you read to them if they're not old enough to read yet.
And if you go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on Kids or Teens, you will get the whole list of programs at the headquarters, North County and South County Branch libraries for the summer. There'll be things such as Rainbow Magic, ukulele lessons, Acts of Kindness, a service program, Water Xylophone at the South County Branch, Sonic Sound with Mad Science, Slime, Make and Take themed music craft. For the older kids, we have Teen Trivia Night, a STEAM workshop, Tea and Etiquette with Tea Berries. We'll be showing Jumanji, It's Electric, Cupcake Wars, that was very popular last year, a mini maker fair, and an improv acting workshop. So definitely stop by our website and take a look at all the programs we have coming up.
A lot going on this summer. We don't break just because it's summer, Jennifer. I'm actually starting to plan our fall concerts.
What do you have? Can you give us a sneak
peek? Right now I just have Cuckoo Cajou, a Simon and Garfunkel tribute. Eric Mantel will be back with his holiday show. That's all I have so far. I'm sure the Harmonizers will be back with their annual holiday show. Fred Miller will be back with his series. I don't know the topics, but he's already signed up. Any ideas? Anybody you'd like to see come back?
I had an idea the other night. It was somebody new, though.
Okay. Sounds intriguing. I'm kind of...
I have to find a little piece of paper
I've got notes about who... I just got to pick which ones I want.
Yeah. Well, I've already booked a lot of the speakers for the fall. We're going to be having Tai Chi. We will be having Michael Norris, Armchair Art. He will be talking about, he's going to be doing two programs, Roman art that you can find in New Jersey and the history.
Roman art?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like the different art that can be found in the Newark Museum, the Princeton Museum. It'll highlight the Romanade collections. And then he's also going to talk about in December, St. Nicholas. How St. Nicholas evolved into modern-day Santa Claus. We'll have Jim Kane back to do a tribute to the four, I believe, to the four branches of the armed forces.
Thomas Nast, by the way.
Yes, the Coca-Cola Santa artist. His collection of work is...
Thomas Nast was the... that guy was something after, but Thomas Nast was the black and white, like, engraver guy.
Right.
He did the first images of a jolly, fat...
And they will be on display at Mullica Hall in Morristown every December. Who else do I have? Now I can't remember.
Ever been to the Allentown Art Museum?
I have not.
It's actually very good.
Is it?
I was surprised. Karen and I went one rainy day when we were looking for something to do. We were on our way back from Kutztown. We checked it out. It's actually a nice gallery of American art in there.
What do you have coming up in August in our galleries?
Right now in the gallery, don't miss it. I think it's going for one more month, actually. It's 100 in Places. Bill Brokaw sent photographers out throughout the boroughs of Hunterdon County and took it's a great photo show, and it's in our lobby display cases. So stop by the Hunterdon County Library sometime in June or July. Check that out. The Hunterdon Watercolor Society is still showing their work till the end of the month. This month is sneaking up on me. I haven't even thought of the bookmark yet.
And on tables in the lobby, we have the Delaware Valley
Homeschoolers do architecture models of famous buildings. You don't want to miss that either. That's going to be on until the end of Mid-July for that.
Yeah, that's pretty. And there are pictures on the Facebook page of that.
Those and then the amazing. Annual Senior Citizens Art Show will be in the main gallery after the Art and Watercolor Society leaves for the month of July. So that's always a great show, too. Our county seniors showing their best work. Always a popular show. That's been going on as many years as I've been here and longer than that. So one of the oldest shows we have at the Hunterdon County Library.
And we'll be coming up on the Hunterdon County Art Show, a photography show, in October.
Oh, and I remember the August display. Abigail Rugg, she's a college student. Have you ever been to Lone Eagle and there's a mural on the wall? She painted it. But she's a very, very talented artist. She's going to be something great. Wait till you see this show. That's in August. I'm in our main gallery. And then Jennifer mentioned our photo show is always every October. We'll start sending out news about that shortly to the area of photographers. If you're a photographer and want to have your work shown to the public, that would be a great vehicle to do it with.
And we're coming up on September is Library Card Month. It's almost time to start thinking about what kind of promotion you'd like to offer Hunterdon County Library Card holders during the month of September. It's a great way to get your name out. It's absolutely no cost to you. Jim does all the flyers and promotional materials.
Free advertising. Free. Absolutely,
absolutely
free.
Free. What could be better?
Yes. I want to make that point.
Free.
Just got a predetermined discount, like 10% off or something. Or I mean, check. We can help you along with that. But, you know, you're the business owner. I'm sure you've had discounts in the past. And
you don't have to have a physical location. We've had pavers. We've had house assessors.
I know. I used mine many times last September at Lone Eagle.
And Jim Gonneau, who's going to be here in a few minutes, he has done it every single year. He's one of our inaugural members.
He sure is.
So maybe, you know what, maybe as we get closer, we'll have him come on. Maybe he can come in a little bit early and talk about it.
Oh, good idea.
Get about it on the show. But right now, we're finished talking for the day. Jim's right outside. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
And now, to we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. I'll be missing.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court. It's going to cost you more to shop online soon, as the High Court has ruled this morning that states can collect sales taxes from internet retailers. The ruling covering retailers who do not currently charge sales tax to customers. The High Court changing long-standing rules that said states could not collect taxes from retailers who don't have a physical presence in that state. The ruling to change things was 5-4. The U.S. House expected to take votes on Republican-led immigration bills today. One, a compromise between House conservatives and moderate Republicans. The second, a conservative bill. Neither appear to have the votes needed to pass, and if they do, their futures in the Senate are uncertain. First-time jobless claims were down a bit last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin.
a trend, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump has reversed the zero-tolerance policy toward illegal immigrant families at the border. However, some mayors across the nation, especially Democratic mayors, are expressing outrage that they've just discovered some of the children are being held in their cities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm shocked to have learned here today there are now 239 children right here. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city?
Many Texas Gulf Coast communities are underwater after over a foot of